Okay, what about injuries? All these years, 40-some years of running and all the mileage you put on that body of yours. Two things here then. I want to talk about the build of runners. But what about injuries? Did you have many, suffer many?
No, I really didn't. I, you know, occasionally I get a shoe. I might get a plantar, you know, maybe for a week or two. You know, you change shoes. Usually when something happens, for me, when something hurts, it means I need new shoes. And so I listen carefully to how I feel. I've never had any injuries from running. I had to have rotator cuff surgery last year, but it wasn't from running. So it was a pain because I couldn't run. So I had to walk 5 miles a day. And I try to walk 15-minute miles when I walk. And so that was actually, that was hard. So. As you know, I've seen you jogging. It's a little easier to do what you're doing than walk fast. I don't like walking fast very well. I don't do it very well. I'm a better jogger than I am a walker.
I can't walk. So, I just can't walk. I can't walk as far as I can run. I just ran. Just ran yesterday. I got to get in that running motion to my body will allow me to do any kind of distance at all.
Well, and I think my whole family would tell you. We really run for reasons other than just staying fit. And Kenneth Cooper said it best one time. We were getting ready to start an ultra in Houston. And he said, you people that run more than 3 miles a day, three times a week, are running for other reasons. And he's right. You know, we're running for mental health. We are running. It can be inspirational. You can pray. You can dwell. You can think. You can memorize things. It's really time. I mean, when I'm at the river, and I know you run at the river, which we've really watched come so far since 1978 in our little dirt trail. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you reflect on Eagle, you reflect on our friends, our what's going on in people's lives and what we're thankful for. And so running has brought a lot into my life and so many friends and just made me a better person, I think.
And you don't listen to music or anything, obviously, from what you just said. And it's amazing.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. I have a playlist. Yeah. Not always, but sometimes they do, yeah.
Inspiration for ideas come about. I've noticed that when I'm running. I hate even talking about my running when I'm talking about you.
No, but, I want you to, but it's for everybody.
This issue of running, it gets your brain going, and I've come home with many, many ideas. Maybe one or two were good ones, but it all came about because of running. And I knew that when I went out to run, if I was in a crummy mood, I knew that within an hour when I come back, my mood would be changed. It's like taking a pill.
Well, and I can tell you, there have been times my family members have handed me shoes and said, get out of here. I mean, and it's time. I know it's time. And you know, and some of my kids keep track of their records. They've had amazing achievements as well, and from Ironman to Ultra Ironman to, like I said, they've all done. Even I'm trying to think. I'm going to say three of my grandkids, no, maybe four, have run marathons because they'll go out and not the road races, but in the ultras where you can, you know, run around and eat pizza and then run around more. But I think they've all learned from it. That you can set goals and achieve them, that it's what's within you, that we're much stronger than we think sometimes. And have a sense of humor because funny things will, you know, you'll be out there in pouring rain and your shoes will look like, you know, mud. But over the years, I have to tell you, and I'm also in love with the Grand Canyon, so I try to go there every year that I can. And I've hiked and I've done rim to rim. And then last year in 2019, 9 of my family members floated the Grand Canyon. And it brings out in you sometimes strengths you didn't know you had, or weaknesses in some cases, if you don't like mountain climbing on ledges. But I think we're all in it together. And when we're wash and wear, you know, we can go outside in any kind of weather. And with the right equipment, you can get a breath of fresh air and be thankful for, you know, the earth we live on. That we need to preserve and just think about what we want future generations to have, these opportunities we've had.
since you'll go 50, and by the way, the 100 miles, you're walking mm-hmm. and running both, I suspect.
Is that absolutely. Absolutely. I ran a couple. I ran all I could run and had very good times. But over the years, you adjust. And, mm-hmm. Even the marathons my daughter and I do, we have people who walk the whole thing, people with cerebral palsy do them, people do them for all kinds of reasons. And you meet people from all over the world out there doing it. But we jog and walk. And generally, you just have to respect your body and what it'll let you do, much like you. I mean, you've had injuries, you've had surgeries, yep. and yet you're out there doing it because it brings pleasure to you emotionally and to help you stay fit physically. And that it come home to me more and more as I've watched my parents age. My stepfather is nearly 91. My mother is 94. And I mean, you can walk on a walker and get out and get some exercise. In fact, I'll leave you with a quick story. I was in California the day of the election this year, and my son has a very close-knit community he lives in. And across the street, a woman who summers in Montana was back, and she's in her late 80s or 90s. And her kids had got her a walker, and she had her pearls, her Ruth Bader Ginsburg pearls, and she was walking up and down the street to get her steps for the day. And I thought, oh my gosh, but it's true. I mean, our heart needs to be used. If you don't use it, you lose the strength you have in it. And so she said, oh, I just feel so much better when I do this. And she had her little tennis shoes on and her walker and the dog tied to it. And I thought, that's what I want to be. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. I always say to people, those of us who run and keep running, like you were born with a running chip in your brain. And if I'm always thinking, well, I should be running, or I'm going to run tomorrow. It's still there at my advanced age. Yeah. I can't dampen it, and I'm glad I can't. Yeah. It's there.
Right. And I know I'm going to do something every day. And now I run probably 4 days a week, walk the other 3. I have ellipticals and recumbent bikes. I actually have a bike that I bike with. But I know I'm going to do something every day. I don't have a set time or a set plan. But I know that I'll get out there and do it. And some days are better than others. And some days you're like, oh, geez, I'm going to have to get on my bike in the house. Yeah. But for the most part, I just think doing that physical exercise, running, walking, it helps people be better people. I truly believe that.
Yeah. So you're not always motivated to run, though, are you? I mean,
No. Sometimes I hate it. My grandsons will tell you. I poke around and I'll procrastinate, and then they'll say, Mimi, get out the door. And sometimes they'll even go out with me the first mile because it's the first mile. It's hard. You know, I'm like, oh, I should be doing this. You know, it's not aches and pains, John. It's just attitude some days. And with COVID, it's been tough. I mean, this has been tough on people all over the world. And I'm just so thankful that I have running that I can do. I can get out of my house. I'm not in an apartment stuck in Paris or in New York or even California that may make people stay home. I can do something. And and I'm glad I have it, or I'd probably be awful to live with. I think that...
I understand you have a t-shirt that says running is cheaper than therapy.
Oh, absolutely. My son got me that one. And it is. It is. I mean, you can, I digress just a minute. In working with people coming out of prison, one of the things that really impressed me is two of my most successful women have become, one's an exercise fanatic. She's at the gym every day. And the other has become a runner. And the other day I saw her on the river, and she'd had a little setback in her career path. And she has a great job. And, she was down there running, and I try to keep her stocked in shoes as much as I can because she's embraced it. And her two sons, one who's graduated from high school now and the other one who's in eighth grade at Edison, she's got them participating in races. And they do these monster races out in the Osage Hills someplace where they do, you crawl and you jump and you go across rivers and stuff. But as I've been able to share with other people what it's taught me, they've realized it and done it too. And I think it's really helped them because they're not good sitters either. They need to be doing something. and it's been a good outlet.
I think those of you who are built the way you are, how tall are you?
I'm 5'1".
See, in that small frame, I think you have an advantage over those of us who are much taller. Like I'm 6'1", and may weigh much more than you do. But that small build is really benefiting you in running. Am I right?
You're right. It has served me well. And not being a competitive person, I have to give some credit to my husband, Joe McDaniel, who had run all the run 40 of the Tulsa runs before he had to stop. And Joe, as well as my kids, can often see more what I can do than I think I can do. And as you know, if your spouse and your family encourages your exercise, that helps a lot. And so they, more than anybody else, my husband and my kids, have always said, oh, Mom, you can do that. You can do this. You can do that. And I'm like, well, I don't know. But they were right. So they've really helped me to learn to be the best I can be. And for that, I'm forever grateful, because when I might say, well, I'm not sure, they're saying, sure, you can do it.
Yeah.
And that helps when you have partners and family that support what you do.
Yeah. And running introduced you to Joe. Isn't that true? That's how you...
It did. Right. As we think about it, yes, because I was working for Susan and she wanted me to produce a newsletter, and I didn't know anything about computers, and he did the running club newsletter, and I met him that way. That's right. Mm-hmm.